For the first time, the 2020 census will provide the option for Americans to respond online. The Bureau thinks the change could save some money, but there are also challenges with the move. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Alan Berube, a senior fellow and researcher at the Metropolitan Policy Program with the Brookings Institution, and he asked him how big of a role the web might play in responses.
For a lot of households, my own included, we far prefer to just hop online and fill something out versus like actually complete a paper form, put it in an envelope and find a mailbox in which to drop it.
Well, I'm wondering, given that then, if it's possible that while obviously the online component wouldn't be super helpful for a lot of respondents, if for some it might actually be helpful and might boost response in some households.
Yeah, I think the whole idea of the online response option in the 2020 census was to increase the percentage of folks who were responding to the survey and at the same time reduce the cost of administering the survey because you would need to mail out and receive and code as many paper forms as you traditionally had to for the decennial census.
So how is the Census Bureau handling this? I mean, are they still going to send out people to knock on doors even if, you know, there is the opportunity for folks to respond online?
Yeah, so essentially the online response is a new option introduced in addition to what traditionally have been the other ways that folks have collected information for the decennial census. One, the mail-in survey, and two, the follow-up enumerators who go door to door. So now all three of those kinds of information gathering techniques will be deployed.
So it sounds like this isn't necessarily a bad thing, even in areas where, you know, there isn't good web access or not good broadband, people don't have computers, things like that. It sounds like those folks won't necessarily be uncounted or undercounted, at least not because of this online component.
Yeah, provided that the same resources or at least a similar level of resources are allocated for follow-up enumeration, and especially in neighborhoods that don't have high levels of broadband access, availability, subscriptions, right? So to the extent that the Census Bureau was really hoping to save a lot of money on door-to-door enumerators by offering the online option, it can do that with respect to, I think, you know, middle class and upper middle income households and neighborhoods, but they may still need to make significant efforts in harder to count communities where the online resources aren't as present.
Is there reason to believe that the Census Bureau will have fewer enumerators or maybe not allocate resources in that way this time?
It still has pretty significant goals in terms of the number of enumerators that it's seeking to hire, but I think on the order of about 500,000. But the chances that it will find 500,000 enumerators to do that work aren't as high as they looked last time.
So do you think then that that means that the Census Bureau this time might have to target where it sends its enumerators? If there are fewer of them, they might have to target them in areas maybe that don't have good broadband access or where, you know, families typically do not have computers at home or reliable web access?
Yeah, and of course, the Census Bureau does have measurements of what it calls hard-to-count communities, which are based in part on the results of the last census and where people sent in their forms and didn't, as well as socio-demographic characteristics of those communities. I think it's not clear yet the degree to which broadband access and subscription rates are part of that calculus, although those tend to overlap with characteristics like income and race. So in the end, they may be putting their enumerators in the places where the online form availability and access isn't quite as high. But there are other strategies that I think are really important, like how you engage libraries as partners in census outreach and form completion that I think are at least as important for reaching those communities as the number of enumerators you send into the neighborhoods.
What is the talk about cybersecurity with the Census Bureau looking to in, encourage people to use the internet to fill this out? I mean, are there legitimate concerns, do you think, about either fake websites or, you know, people putting in their data on the Census Bureau website and then that getting hacked or something like that?
Yeah, I think there are definitely concerns there that go to, in the first instance, the actual security of the data and the privacy associated with that. But then, by extension, people's confidence in whether the Census Bureau is going to keep their data private and secure, and the impacts that could have, those perceptions could have, in fueling lower response rates to the census. This is particularly true, I think, among immigrant communities who are not only worried about people hacking the census, but government agencies sharing information in ways that they're not actually legally authorized to do so. But the Census Bureau, I think, is quite aware of cybersecurity as a big issue for an online census. The reality is that they aren't saying a whole lot about what they're doing about it, because that would imperil whatever steps they're taking to keep the census safe.
All right. Alan Berube is a senior fellow and researcher at the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Alan, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.